The sermon text is from the gospel reading, verse 26 through 30. You do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Here ends the text. CSI was the first police procedural show to hit it big. It spawned CSI New York and CSI Miami. The latter show's theme music was the 1978 The Who's song, Who Are You? With the enduring question, who are you? Who? Like a police procedural show, this text answers that question. Who are you? If the enduring question of the Disney movies is, do you believe in yourself? The enduring question of teen angst dramas and college campuses everywhere is, who are you? And yes, hear the echo. Who? However, this is a little misleading. It suggests that the question, who are you, is or even can be a one and done question. For fallen people, it's an ongoing one. So, who are you? Our text leads us to answer that by investigating your answer to this question. Whose voice do you hear? Jesus is emphatic here. He says, the sheep of me, the voice of me, they hear. There's no need to have two me's in this sentence. And there are definite articles with sheep, me, and voice highlighting the issue is Jesus' voice. And it's all in present tenses. The persistent question in our ongoing investigation is, are you hearing the voice of Jesus today? We have so many voices to listen to and so many ways to do it. You listen to TV, radio, music, movies, YouTube videos. And they are all speaking. But they aren't alone. The old-fashioned print media also speaks. And they all put forth a pointed point of view. For example, you are supposed to believe the biggest threat to humanity is climate change. You are supposed to believe it is racist to think that men should not marry men. You are supposed to believe it's sexist to not give women the choice to abort their baby. Because of this cacophony of anti-Christian voices blaring in your ears, some of you run to anything Christian. I myself listen to Catholic radio. But just because it is labeled Christian doesn't mean it's the voice of Christ. And remember, Jesus is emphatic that we be listening to Him. The next stop on our investigation into who are you is, whom do you follow? This too is present tense. Ask yourself right now, whom do you follow? Well, I'm here, aren't I? Oh, true, you followed the Good Shepherd into his fold this morning. You might do it every single Sunday. But the rest of the week, who do you follow? The spirit of the age says, follow me, away from fact-based liturgical worship to feeling-based contemporary worship. Follow me away from boring preaching to relevant sermons. Follow me away from closed communion to open communion. Follow me away from God's order of creation to men and women being interchangeable. Follow me away from God created in 6 days to the religion of evolution. Follow me, says the spirit of the age, to doctrines that make sense, to teachings that are popular, to faith that doesn't conflict with today's science. Who are you? Who? You know, in every police procedural, and this is why they are so named, in every one of the police procedural shows, you have scenes with no dialogue as the various members of the team go through the procedures they do to sift through the clues, sort through the information. To find out who are you, we've looked at whose voice do you hear and whom do you follow. Now see a member of the team examining Are you perishing? Jesus is also emphatic here. You know how your English teacher always got you on the double negative? Well, the Greek does that to really emphasize something. Jesus says, who is sheep? Who is his sheep? Jesus says, someone who is a sheep, no way they will perish in the ages. The expression no way is really the two Greek words for no. The insert translates that as never. And I'm reminded of that last line of how firm a foundation. Jesus says there, that soul, though all hell should endeavor to shake, I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake. Jesus says, his sheep never perish. Now, here, our CSI investigation finds me on slippery ground, if not a slope. I am perishing, aren't I? Along with Stevie Nicks, I'm getting older too. If not my own age, the age of my kids and grandkids preach to me, the years get shorter, not longer. Since I'm perishing, I must not be hearing the voice of Jesus or not following him close enough. CSI Austin has exposed the problem with the way the world says the question, who are you, is to be answered. The world points us inside to find out who we are. So teens wake up to find they're gay. Small wonder after their social media, music, and mildew have preached to them, gay is good. It's even better. A spouse wakes up to find they are single. After every TV drama, novel, and society has glorified the single life. A Christian can wake up from this CSI investigation and conclude, I'm an unbeliever. Look at the evidence. I hear a multitude of voices, not just Jesus. I follow him only so far, and I am perishing. So, where does all that evidence point? Let's go back to the text and hear what Jesus says. Jesus says the only reason a person is to conclude that they are not a believer is that they are not his sheep. He says, you do not believe because you are not my sheep. I don't care what age you are. Don't answer who you are by looking inside. Look outside. Jesus says the answer to who are you is whose are you? Yes. Who is answered by whose? Jesus says he knows his sheep. Knows is recognizes. And it's present tense, meaning there's not a day or a moment he forgets his sheep. Ever go to the pound in hopes of finding your lost dog? You go into the kennel area and just about every single dog acts as if they belong to you. It's heartrending, really. The hopeful barks, the fawning gestures. But you know, none of that matters. What matters is when you say, that's my dog, I recognize him. Here belong those stunning, dunning passages where Judge Jesus says on the last day to those proclaiming that he had taught in their streets and they had ate and drank with him, we have Jesus saying, I never knew you. Here belongs the comforting Galatians 4:9. Now that you know God, or rather are known by God. See what counts? God's knowing. And Jesus says he knows his sheep. Does he know you? That's the question. Did he call you by name in baptism? Then he proclaims in Isaiah, you are mine. Does he know your sins? And did he send them away from you in his name by absolution? Then he knows you as a sheep of his flock. Do you eat and drink at the table that he has prepared for you in the presence of your enemies? Well, he only prepares that table for sheep. Jesus doesn't just say he knows, recognizes who are his sheep. He gives them, another present tense, eternal life. All that aging, all that perishing, all that dying that is going on in your physical body is trumped by these words of Jesus in the ears of his sheep. I give you eternal life. That's why God the Son came into this world in your flesh and blood to win eternal life for your flesh and blood. As God the Son ever lives, the flesh and blood of Mary joined to Him also ever lives. Not because Mary, but because He has Mary's flesh and blood, He was also able to do what deity could not, and that is die. And die He did on a cross for the sins of the world to give life to the world. Who are you is answered by whose are you? And Jesus says, I claim you in baptism, I reclaim you in holy absolution, and I feed you in holy communion. All these are means by which He gives His sheep the eternal life He won on Calvary's cross for an entire world of dead sinners. It's yours in the waters of baptism which rebirth you. It's yours in the words of absolution which are words of eternal life. And it's yours in His body and blood that Jesus says in John 5 that just as the Father has life in Himself, even so He gave to the Son also to have life in Himself. You eat and drink Jesus, and you eat and drink life. You don't feed every puppy in the pound, but the one that belongs to you, you surely do. So stop hearing the who are you, who echoing in your head. It's going to drive you crazy. Instead, hear whose are you? You belong to Jesus. I know that because Jesus says the Father has forever given you to Him. Given here is a perfect. That's where the forever comes in. I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that the Father forever gave every single one of you to Jesus. How so? The sins of the world were put on Jesus, says John. He was a wrath-removing sacrifice for the world's sins, says another John. God was in Christ reconciling the whole world, not a piece of it, to Himself, says Paul. This is the full-blast gospel that rocks the world whenever it is preached. It proclaims that everything has been done by God. There is nothing left for sinners to do to reconcile themselves to God. There is nothing more for sinners to do to get their sins forgiven. Sinners aren't being told that they are to become sheep, but that in the person and work of Jesus, God recognizes them as sheep and forever gives to them everlasting life. Whose are you? You belong to the Son because the Father gave you to Him, and now He has you in His hand, and nothing in all creation, not life, not death, not demons, not angels, not past, not present, not future, is powerful enough to snatch you out of the hands of the Father. Did you see the interplay? See how easily Jesus glides from talking about the Father, who no man can see or has at any time saw, to talking about Himself? He wants to place you in the omnipotent hand of God, but not have you slip off into some ethereal, platonic, spiritual realm. God's hand is the hand of Jesus that was nailed to the cross, just so He could pick you up and claim you. You probably have noticed that in the police procedural shows, the police always win. The bad guy may escape, but that's only for a time. CSI Austin concludes with the comforting fact that not one of Jesus' sheep is ever lost, let alone escapes. Amen. Now, may the peace of God that passes all human understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.